All right, we're here today at Vikings OTA with newly minted Lake Minnetonka Coast Guard member, Chad Greenway. How you doing, man?
Not too bad. Good to see you, buddy.
All right, just take us through the day yesterday. What happened out there? How did you save those people and become this national hero that I see on Fox Sports and all over the media, man?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. We're just sitting at home actually yesterday in the yard, and two bicyclists rode by the house and said there were some people in some trouble down along the Lake Minnetonka Dam. So obviously I know the area and I know they're called the Water Patrol. So I called the Water Patrol and headed down there, and the boat was sort of dead along the rocks. The two people were out of the boat and trying to hold it against the waves and the rocks and all that. What they didn't realize is the spillway was like 15 feet away. And normally that spillway doesn't run at all, but of course now with all this water, it was flowing pretty fast. And if they would have went over there, I mean, they would have definitely went into Minnehaha Creek and on down. But so basically, I just took the initiative, got in the water, and the weird part was, of course, that the camera was there when we showed up because they were monitoring the flooding. And so we showed up and I really wanted to pull the boat away from just knowing the spillway was there, pull the boat away from there. And then once the sheriff got there to help, Panama County Water Patrol got there, basically then it became an issue of hooking the boat up, and then his boat got into the rocks because the wind was so bad, and so I had to push his boat out, get him hooked up, straightened out, and then I walked them back to our place and gave them a ride back to their boat trailer and stuff. So
did you ever feel, I saw the footage, did you ever feel like you were in danger yourself?
No, not really. I mean, there wasn't a real pull from the spillway. We weren't close enough to it. You know, we were just off to the side about 15 feet. But the issue was if it would have gotten away from us, the boat would have definitely went that direction. I didn't really have to get up, you know, to my chest in water until I just had to push the boats away. And then, it was fine. So
I heard the guy was a Bears fan. Did you find out afterwards? And if you knew that before, would you still save him?
Yeah, I'm guessing we'd have stranded him and the rest of us would have left. But no, obviously, you know, I was thinking, I mean, obviously we live on the lake and we're on the lake all the time, and you never know what's going to happen out there, you know. So you hope that somebody's going to step in. And of course, on that day when the wind was so bad and kind of crazy conditions out there, you hope somebody's going to come and help you out when you have something like that going on.
All right, just big picture, how are OTAs going? How are you feeling? How do you think the defense is progressing?
It's been really good. I mean, we have some growing pains, obviously. When you get to this point, you know, in OTAs, we're kind of installing a lot of stuff, and really it's all new, you know, all new names. You know, the coverages really are similar to what we know, but all the nuances that are different, and those are really the difficult part. And then when you're playing against a North Turner offense, the shifts and emotions and all the stuff he's going to give you, it makes it, you know, obviously pretty difficult to line up against, just if you know your defense inside and out. So there's been some growing pains, but honestly, the tempo we're having out here is probably some of the best tempo I've ever seen in my 9 years of OTAs. And I think that's a good start for us. And obviously, we can get everything installed. It's going to make training camp a lot smoother, and then we can really grow and get better at what we're trying to do.
Well, you have the unique perspective of being on defense and seeing the young guys on offense, McKinnon, Teddy. How are those guys progressing, and what have you seen out of the young guys?
Yeah, you know, you like how they look, obviously. And McKinnon's been really impressive, the way he can move out there and catch the ball. And Teddy made some great throws today. Obviously, he missed a couple days last week, which hurt him. But, you know, they're excited to be here. I think Coach Zimmer does a great job of sort of setting the tone for us. You know, this is work out here. You know, we're not out here to jerk around. We want to get some work done. And when we're out here, folks know what we're trying to do. And I think those young guys have taken the onus of studying and getting prepared, knowing they're going to get an opportunity to help us. And in this day and age, you know, rookies got to step in right away and play. So we'll see how that all shakes out, but they're doing a great job.
So let's step off the field real quick. You've got, obviously, your foundation. You've got a big Gridiron Gallop coming up for Father's Day. You also have a golf tournament coming up. Kind of talk about those events.
Yeah, we have a couple of really nice events coming up. There's three more after that as well that we have going on. But, you know, this is our time of year where we're really trying to focus on what we're doing in our foundation and give back to the community. And our golf tournament is served with the Bohannon Group of Northwestern Mutual over in Mendota Heights. And it's really their event. We just kind of become the benefit of them. And they're such great people, and they run a great tournament over there. And a lot of us will go over there. A lot of players will go and help me out, just serve as, you know, a guest for a foursome and have a good time. And then the 5K is what we're really trying to put a lot of onus on that. I mean, we've put a lot of work into it over the 8 years, and we really want to see it grow. And this year was our first chance as a foundation to give, to take care of all the overhead costs. So every dollar that's given, whether it be an entry fee, you're buying a t-shirt, you're going to come out and just donate cash, it's all going to go to Minneapolis Park and Rec. So it's going to go to new fields, better stuff, equipment, and then also just get more kids involved, kids that wouldn't normally have that opportunity. So that's really, you know, that's what we're here for. That's what it's all about, and let's try to make it as good as we can. So gridirongallop.com, chadgreenway.org, both websites, you can register there. And family event. There's a kids' fun run. It's a good day.
So football player, you're saving people on a lake, and you're doing great things for kids, man. Good for you, and continued success, bud.
All right. Thank you.